I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Saturday morning. It is, 7 minutes after the hour. We are back. It is Garden America. Happy weekend to you. Happy Saturday morning. I'm Brian Main along with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. We are ready to go for the next couple of hours. Big show planned, big ideas, and of course, your phone calls at 855-424-9825. You can also email us. That's john@gardenamerica.com. And of course, watching on Facebook Live, you can post your questions, comments right there, even talk to each other, fellow Garden America listeners and viewers, as we kick things off from Biz Talk Radio. And again, join us on Facebook Live and actually see what goes on. Are we behind the scenes or in front of the scenes, Tiger?
Well, I think now we're behind. Well,
you know what? Here, hold on.
How about I turn on my mic?
No, no, that was my fault.
There
go
you
ahead.
Go.
See, that
there
was me over here.
Now we're talking.
I take full blame for that.
See, now that's behind the scenes. See, because if it was just radio, nobody would have known what was going wrong.
Right.
But now that people can see us, they can see you didn't flip the switch.
I had the mic, your mic in the B position, and you, of course, are A.
Oh.
So that was bad there.
Brian's general philosophy is millennials should be seen and not heard.
You notice how he makes that editorial comment and then throws me under the bus?
Yeah. Definitely Brian's philosophy.
Yeah, that's my philosophy.
That thought has never came from John.
No, absolutely not.
So everybody have a good week?
Yeah, excellent week.
You had a good week. Busy. John? Look, John's always, he looks so tan and rested. Always ready to go on the weekends.
I've got a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah?
Oh, you mean after the show today it starts?
It does start because I've got to collect cuttings from roses.
I know why, too, for the October rose auction?
No, tomorrow. Oh. Up in Bonsall, there's a budding clinic where people are going to learn how to graft roses.
Ooh.
And Burling Leong from Burlington Roses, who used to be the propagator for Sequoia Nursery, which was Ralph Moore's nursery. And, of course, Ralph Moore, as you know, was the father of the miniature rose.
Yeah.
She's coming down, and she's going to teach people how to bud roses.
Where at?
So up in Bonsall. You want to come? You're welcome.
Well, just where, though? I mean, is it open to the public?
I think it's called Quail Haven Farms.
Okay.
And it's a place where they have train horses and train riders to ride horses. But they also opened it up as a wedding venue.
Okay.
And so they've got roses planted all over the place.
That's neat.
And so it's a nice facility to learn how to do that. And it's one thing I've never done in over 50 years of gardening, never learned how to graft roses.
Okay.
So I'm going to learn how to do it. And what we did was, rather than just a demonstration, we brought in 100 rooted rootstocks,
uh-huh.
a mixture of Dr. Huey and Pink Cloud. And what we're going to do is actually graft some rare roses onto those, and those will be probably for next year's auction.
Next year's auction?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It is exciting, yeah. I hope it works out, because if it does, it'll be an annual event, and every year we can graft more and more. I think I told you guys last week I was communicating with the Buda Tatenny Rose Garden in Hungary.
Buda Tatenny.
Buda Tatenny, which I think is the Hungarian word for Budapest. And they mentioned that they were in dire need of somebody to help preserve their roses, because they have a lot of roses where they've got the only one in the world.
Uh-huh.
You know, and out of their collection of 3,000 to 5,000, there's probably 300 or 400 where they have the only one.
And you were saying the idea of grafting, or the people that grafted roses, is now becoming a little bit of a lost art, because more rose growers are going to own root roses. So, you know,
the big rose growers will not consider introducing a rose if it doesn't grow on its own roots.
Right. So that whole grafting is becoming a little bit of a lost art. Well, it's nice to see that, you know, you have little clinics, put it on, teach people.
Did you ever see them do grafting during budding time?
Like at a producer like Weeks or something like that?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they go down the rose on their stomach.
Yep.
They push them down and let them do that. And those guys had year-round jobs.
Right.
But they only budded in the summer. So how did they get a year-round job budding? So they went to the southern hemisphere in the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
And did it there. So, I mean, they were trained specialists, and they did grafting worldwide. So, as Tiger says, it is going to be a lost art. But one of the reasons I want to learn how to do it is a lot of the old garden roses or old hybrid teas and floribundas really do much better if they are grafted. Since they were selected for flowers, they weren't selected for their ability to grow from cuttings like today's roses are. So some of them really need that. And also there's some weak-growing roses that if you put on Fortuniana rootstock or a really vigorous rootstock, will grow much better.
There was another plant that you talked about, I think it was last week or the week before. I can't remember if it was a hibiscus that people had grafted also, and the only way to get these ones to grow were because they were grafted, because they were such weak, but people were growing them for the flower. They were contest flowers.
That was the exotic hibiscus group out of Florida. And, yeah, you couldn't find those plants. If you went to a garden center in Florida, you saw the exact same hibiscus for sale that you saw here in San Diego. Just no difference. But if you went to the Hibiscus Society meetings, you probably saw 200-300 really unusual hibiscus. But as you mentioned, they were only picked for their flowers. So they all had to be grafted.
Grafted.
Right. I think there's a picture in our newsletter of somebody from Florida sent in one of those hibiscus.
Yes, that was the third picture from the left.
And didn't we talk about that?
Yes.
A couple weeks ago?
Yes, we did.
That particular variety?
That's when this whole thing first came up, because I said that I was interested in getting hibiscus.
And did you order one?
Not yet. You said if you wanted something really strange and outrageous, this is the place to go.
Yeah, exotic-hibiscus.com.
Exotic-hibiscus.com.
Right. That's Charles Black's company. Used to be called Hidden Valley Hibiscus.
But nobody could find it, so they changed the name.
Well, it's still not really open to the public, so.
I'm going to have a web address that's just blank.
That's it, just blank?
Nobody can find you.
Yeah. All right, John, now let's see, 14 after the hour, how about the quote of the week, and we'll get rolling in tease as far as
is there any web address that does not begin with www?
No, it's World Wide Web.
So
that's why
the point?
Well, I don't. You know what aggravates me is when you hear commercials and they go, "That's www." Well, of course it is. There's no other.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to Google and just type in, for the most part, what you're looking for, and it's going to come up.
It's kind of like using the country code before your area code and the phone number. I mean, in the sense of if you're in the United States, You don't need to include that in your advertisement.
No, it's going
to
be exactly. It's going to be the same. So, yeah, you can stop the WWWs, advertising agencies. We get it. All right, John, that quote, 15 after the hour.
Okay, Brian, the quote's from Dale Carnegie.
Ah, he has a hall, doesn't he?
So hopefully this, no, that was Andrew Carnegie. Maybe this quote will motivate you, though.
Yeah, he is a motivator, yes. Yeah.
He said, one of the most tragic things I know about human nature is that all of us tend to put off living. We're all dreaming of some magical rose garden over the horizon instead of enjoying the roses that are blooming outside our windows today.
So enjoy what's there.
Yep.
Yep.
Live in the moment.
How are your roses doing?
They're doing good, except they're getting eaten by rose slugs.
Well, you're like an open buffet, is what you are. Open bar.
Yeah, they're not eating that much. And I'm not really doing any. All the roses I put in the ground, I'm just trying to get to live. So I've cut them all back, and they're all coming back, and they look pretty good.
Hey, yeah, Bill's going to be with us, right?
Yeah, we're going to be talking mosquitoes and other bugs because this is the time of year for that stuff. So everywhere, all across the country, they're having a problem with bugs. It's that time of year.
And I can tell you one thing. Get rid of any standing water.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let water just sit there. That's an open invitation.
It's weird how they find it so quickly.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to talk about
Mosquito dunks.
Absolutely.
Yep. So you have to get rid of standing and sitting water.
Sitting water, both. It's a big problem throughout the country. We are broadcasting on Facebook Live, Biz Talk Radio, Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. You can also pose your question also on Facebook Live as we step aside and take a break. Happy Saturday, happy weekend. This is the Garden America Radio Show. We are going to come right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Exactly 22 minutes after the hour. Welcome and thank you for joining us and spending part of your weekend with your garden buddies, Tiger Palafox. See, I gave you first billing.
I heard that.
John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main. Thank you so much at 855-424-9825. If you want to give us a phone call, we'll put you on the air, put you on Facebook Live. Also, john@gardenamerica.com works for your questions, comments, as does Facebook Live. And you can even chat with each other as people watch and give you one other opportunity, another venue to watch what happens behind the scenes or in front of the scenes, whichever way you want to look at it. Are we ready to go, John? What do you think? I got to get your okay first. Are we good?
Yeah.
We're good. Okay.
Yeah. Don't pay any attention to me.
I'm going to toss it to Tiger.
Going
to bring our guest on.
So I'm really excited because the product that we're going to be talking about today is one of those products with all these other uses that people will find. I mean, you know, Mosquito Dunk is a product that people like to use for ponds or fountains, just to keep the mosquito population down. But then I've also heard a thousand other ways to use them for bug control. So I'm really excited to have Bill on air with us this morning to talk about some of those.
Seems like a lot to me.
Let's see what Bill says.
Hey, Bill. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How's it going?
It's going well.
We are in the middle of bug season, and so we're excited to have you on talking a little bit about your products. And one specific product is the Mosquito Dunk, because this is the time of year when people need to be really cautious of mosquito populations in their yard, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about...
When it's moist, when it's hot, mosquitoes thrive.
So tell us a little bit about your products and who you are, and then we'll get going.
Well, the company is Summit Responsible Solutions, and we manufacture our products in Baltimore. And the one product, the flagship product that we have that you guys mentioned is a product called Mosquito Dunks. So Mosquito Dunks is designed for both homeowner and professional mosquito control. It's a product that is sold worldwide for mosquito control, and it's used as a mosquito larvicide, meaning that it only attacks the mosquito in the larval stage. So it's not something that you can place outside and hope to kill all of your adult mosquitoes. You have to be a little proactive and search out those areas that mosquitoes breed which, as you guys mentioned earlier, is standing and sitting water.
Yeah. Because it's amazing how water can stand by itself or sit, either way.
Yeah.
People wonder why the English language is so hard to follow.
So, but you know, one thing I recommend for... I'm sorry.
Bill, I just wanted to mention that you've been telling us how effective this product is. And usually people equate effective with dangerous, toxic. And we're talking about an organic, basically an organic product, right, that's really safe to use.
It is an organic product. It's the active ingredient is called BTI, which is short for Bacillus thuringiensis israeliensis. So that's a mouthful. Say that three times fast.
Yeah, go to a bar at 12 midnight and ask people to say that.
But it's basically a bacteria that was discovered. This particular strain, as you guys know, there are a number of different strains of BT, and oftentimes people say, yeah, you need to get BT, but you have to be cognizant of which particular strain of BT, because there are BTs that are for different applications. For instance, there's a BTK, which is only for the caterpillar stage, you know, leaf-eating caterpillars, which people in our neck of the woods have treated for gypsy moths and tomato hornworms and sod webworms and all of those kind of critters. But BTI is only for mosquito larvae, and actually it's for members of the Diptera class of insect, which is the true fly, of which mosquito is one. It also covers black fly, drain fly, sewer fly, fungus gnats. So BTI can affect the larval stage of all of those insects, but it's used primarily for mosquito control.
And now you sell in that whole category a few different products. Number one is the mosquito dunk, which comes in a donut-shaped disc that you, you know, based on the, in the packaging, it tells you based on the size of the standing water, you can take a chunk of that disc and drop it into the water, or take the full disc and drop it into the water, right?
Exactly. The full disc will cover up to 100 square feet of surface water, irregardless of depth. Depth doesn't mm-hmm. matter. Mosquito larvae is pretty much all they need air to breathe, so they're always coming up to breathe, and then they go back down and are sucking, filtering stuff through their system, because that's how they get their food. And when the mosquito dunk is put in the water, it slowly releases this bacteria. The bacteria is sucked in by the mosquito because they see it as food. And for them, it's actually a bad decision, because it's a gut disruptor for the mosquitoes.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, any Brian, mosquito larva that sucks it in, it's 100% lethal.
Go ahead, John.
Brian, you were saying how important it was to get rid of sitting or standing water.
Right.
But in some instances, you want sitting water, in the case of bird baths.
Right, so here's...
Or fountains, and here's a perfect solution.
That's not going to hurt birds or anything else, right?
I would hope so. And what about, Bill,
and
what about fish?
No, absolutely fine for fish. Won't hurt fish, won't hurt amphibians. I mean, we get that all the time. Oh, we have these cute little frogs. How will it affect them? And the answer is not in the least. So it only attacks the mosquito larva. To every other organism, it's a protein. It's a food source.
Wow.
So not only are you protecting the area, you're actually giving them a little food, huh? That's yeah. interesting. I didn't realize that. I thought it was just safe to use.
Yeah, it just covers so many areas.
Yeah. And now the other thing that you guys have besides the dunk is you guys actually sell, what are they called, mosquito bits or something bits, right?
Yeah. Yes, mosquito bits. So mosquito bits, the same active ingredient, whereas mosquito dunks is a compressed disc that is designed to slowly dissolve and will keep releasing the BTI for 30 days or more. The mosquito bits are a granular form where the bacteria is on the outside of the granule, and as soon
Hey, Bill, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We've got to take a break. We've got to take a break, Bill. Hold that thought. We're going to come right back. Questions, comments at 855-424-9825, Facebook Live, or John at GardenAmerica.com. Coming right back with Bill. Stay with us. Don't go away.
Into America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the YouTube America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2America, red, white, and you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration, or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be.
We are back. It is 36 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday, and happy weekend to you. It is Garden America, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox at 855-424-9825. Questions, comments at John. That's john@gardenamerica.com. Also on Facebook Live here, Biz Talk Radio. As we continue and wrap things up with Bill talking about mosquito dunks, Tiger.
Yeah, and before we went to the break, we were talking about the specific product, the mosquito bits, which is kind of a granule version. And Bill was describing how they're used. But one of the things I was going to get to is that you had mentioned fungal gnats and in fly larvae that these products work on as well. And one of the biggest problems that people have with houseplants is fungal gnats coming from the soil when the soil is too damp. So, Bill, would you recommend maybe people to be able to use this in their houseplants to be able to control some of that problem?
Oh, absolutely. The mosquito bits, we probably sell as much for fungus gnat control as we do for mosquito control. It is on the label that it's approved for fungus gnats. It's easy to use. You can either sprinkle it on the surface soil and water it in and repeat weekly for up to 3 weeks, or you can take it and take a couple tablespoons, mix it in a quart of water, let it steep for 5 or 10 minutes, and then just water your plant with the water that's in the jar.
Mm-hmm. And now, you know, when you mentioned something right now that's important for people to understand, because this is a larvicide. So it doesn't kill the adult bugs. It doesn't stop the eggs. So you have to catch them at this larvae state, right? And in order to really get rid of the problem, you can't just use it once. Again, it's an organic product that's, what, good for 15 to 30 days kind of a thing?
Yes, in soil, it's going to last. Yeah, mosquito bits in water is only going to last 7 days or so, but in soil, okay, it can last an easy 3 weeks.
Okay. So in order to make sure you don't have this problem happen again in the future, is you have to use it a few times to catch them at the larvae state, so that way when the eggs hatch, the product's there, and they instantly die, and they're not allowing these bugs to get to adult and then begin to reproduce, because the average life of an insect is, what, 6 to 8 weeks? Bill?
Fungus gnats probably much less than that once they reach the adult stage. I mean, they're really only going to be around for a couple of days. But the adult stage is what people notice.
Right.
Yeah, they see all these little fruit flies flying around, or what they think are fruit flies, but they're coming from the plants. And those are actually harmless. But what they don't see are the larval stage down in the soil, which is feeding on organic material and also feeding on the ends of the little plant roots. So they can be a little more harmful. But, yeah, continuous treatment to the soil with the mosquito bits, you know, the tea that you make or sprinkle it on the soil will eliminate that problem.
All right.
You see those fungus gnat larvae whenever you water the plant?
Right.
They just float to the surface
right.
and they're popping all over the place, and then they go back down. But that's one of the most practical things you can use. I mean, because especially back east, you know, where people have house plants.
Sure.
And they have to bring them indoors for the winter because otherwise they'd freeze to death.
Yeah, and they have their whole house closed up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, sometimes you can be like, oh, you know, open a window kind of solves the problem. But you have your house all closed up.
Exactly.
And that's a big problem.
Yeah. Well, and people are resistant to using systemic insecticides if they have kids or pets and if they just don't want to risk it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's two uses out of 1,000.
We can go on and on, I'm sure, right, Bill? There's a lot of uses
right.
for your products.
But I think people get the point.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure we can even put it on our cereal, and it has some, you know, he said it was a protein. See, there's three.
Yeah.
Three. In 20 minutes, we just described three amazing uses of this product.
Well, they do look like giant Cheerios. So you can have this package.
John wants a mosquito dunk protein shake.
Exactly. Exactly. Tastes like a malt. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Bill. We got a lot of great information, and I know that people all around the country listened and got a good amount of knowledge when it comes to...
You know, they've got a website with a lot of great information, too.
Do they? Do you have a website that has notes and different things on it, Bill?
We do have a website. We're not going to give you the www prefix because you don't need that.
That's good, Bill. You listen very closely. I love that.
But it's summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Summit Responsible Solutions with an S at the end of it?
Yes.
SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Lots of good info, probably some great how-tos right there, and not only that, you get to see your full line of products. Well, thank you very much. Have a great rest of the weekend, Bill.
We have an 800 number if people want to call us if they have any other questions. We're happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill. Shoot that number out.
Honestly, I'm...
We'll have you back again soon and talk more about mosquito dunks. Have a great day, my friend.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Beautiful.
Now, that 800 number for listeners who don't have a computer is 800-227-8664. So 800-227-8664.
That's a great way to do it because so many people nowadays depend on the computer that they kind of forget to have a hotline for people to call and ask questions. But there you go. Now they do.
And, you know, one good thing about watching on Facebook Live, because all these videos and shows are kept on Facebook, anything you miss, you can go back and you can rewatch it again.
Exactly.
And again, and go to a certain point if you missed a phone number or a website. And again,
mosquito
dunks.
Drive it in the car right now and you don't write it down. You're like, oh, I'll go online and grab it later.
No you got problem. It. 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. And do we have any comments, questions on Facebook Live that you guys see so far?
We do have some email questions that I've gotten.
We can hit a couple of email questions as well, because, face it, John, people love to hear you read questions.
You know, I was just at the Summit website, and the website he gave us was kind of long. You can also go to summitchemical.com.
Summit Chemical.
Summit Chemical,
you
okay.
don't have to...
No S.
Yeah, no S. Summitchemical.com.
Right, you don't have to type out responsible solutions. Which takes a long time. I was looking at their deer ban on there, too. It said groundbreaking deer repellent technology.
Uh-oh.
And we've had a lot of discussions about that in the past, about deer repellents, rabbit repellents, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Problems.
We got a comment from our good buddy Steve in Simi Valley. His sister is listening again. And do you remember she told us about the story about...
Him taking a plant from Spain?
An avocado from Spain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
disguised as a surfboard on a plane, right?
Yeah, she said she got the true story. That wasn't quite how it happened.
But it's a great story.
Well, this one's even better. She said that his wife packaged it and told TSA it was an antique lamp.
And TSA had no questions.
Oh, yeah.
We believe you.
And she said it has to be handled gently.
I love it.
Well, thank you, TSA. It's glad that we're all safe.
Oh, that was years ago, though, right?
Any questions, John? Well, of course you have questions. You have email questions, right? He's looking at them first to make sure that...
Well, Cheryl also had another Steve story. She said that when her grandparents passed away, Steve brought a couple of 5-gallon buckets filled with calla lilies, and they all came from his garden, of course.
Wow.
Steve's got a great garden.
I'd like to see some more pictures. Steve, if you're listening, watching right now, send us as many different angles of your garden, your house, your property, because we'd love to see what you have growing.
And you know, we have another faithful listener, Rick, who is from Monrovia.
Yes.
It's now from Grants Pass, so when we come back from the break, I'll tell you a little bit about what he's doing.
Beautiful.
And then we've got a question from Ann that we will answer.
Okay, keep those questions coming, either on Facebook Live or John at GardenAmerica.com if you want to chat with us. It is toll-free, 855-424-9825, Garden America on this Saturday. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. We're going to take a break and come right back.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? When I turn on my TV, will you smile and wave at me, telling Oprah who you are? So you want to be a rock star with blue happiness in your bed? Well, remember when you're rich that you sold yourself for this. You'll be famous cause you're dead.
It is 52 minutes after the hour, final segment of hour number one here on your Saturday weekend. Thank you so much for joining us here on Biz Talk Radio. It is Garden America, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, Michael Bublé, Tiger.
That's rare for sometimes when you're playing the intro music.
It sounds like an old
new
pop song. It sounds older than it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for joining us. Go ahead, John.
Didn't you do the B-52s earlier?
Good for you, I did. Love
so
Shack.
I think you're like in the B's. You got Bublé, B-52.
I guess the Beatles are coming up pretty soon, right?
I can't wait till you get to the C's.
All right, 855-424-9825. Also on Facebook, questions, comments, and John at GardenAmerica.com. And I think you have more email questions, John, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, I told you about this one from Rick from Monrovia, who's been a faithful listener over the years. And he said that he and his wife went up to Oregon last week, and they found a home in Grants Pass, Oregon, on a third of an acre.
Wow, congratulations.
He says it's got beautiful gardens in place already right on the Rogue River.
Ooh, oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good, Rick. Send some pictures. Love to see that. In fact, we encourage all kinds of pictures.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be probably up there battling the deer problems like we mentioned also.
You know, deer and mosquitoes.
Yeah, next to a river out there in the hills of Oregon.
And there's going to be rabbits as well. You're going to get all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Skunks. You're going to get
critters.
Critters. Yeah, it's critter country, Rick.
Critter country.
Critter country.
Speaking of critter country, I'll get back to Rick's email here in a minute, but Patty from San Marcos sent in a picture of not critters, but a couple of insects. And there's this one here that looks like, I don't know, some type of squash bug or something, Tiger.
Yeah.
Can't tell what that is. But look what it's facing off with.
Is that a tarantula?
It kind of looks like it. Hard to say.
Yeah.
So all kinds of things are going on this time of year. It's a little, isn't it a little early for the tarantulas to be out?
No.
I'm not sure when tarantula season starts.
Right when it gets hot is really? When they start to come out. And, you know, that's, you know, the time of year when people will start to see them, you know, in their flower beds and things like that. I mean, they're actually really good for the yard. They're just scary to see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And for the most part, depending upon how you handle them, they're okay.
Yeah.
But you just can't trust them.
Even if you don't handle them, it's a little bit better.
A little dicey. Yeah, would you? Are you a tarantula guy?
I'm not afraid of tarantulas, but I don't think I'd go pick them up.
Yeah.
Especially like,
if you didn't know it.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
First. No, but I mean, they're not bad. Spiders. They're, you know, compared to spiders out, the tarantulas are the ones that you probably worry about
least. It's not a brown recluse.
Exactly. It's not one of those really poisonous spiders. It's big and it's scary looking.
Now, what do they get? I'm sure they do a good job cleaning things up. What do they eat? They eat all kinds of other insects and things like that?
Huge insects, beetles, things like that.
Right.
They'll even
flies.
Eat.
A lot of flies get caught in their webs.
Mm-hmm.
Tarantulas don't make webs.
He's being funny.
Not tarantulas. They're talking about other spiders.
Other spiders, of course. We're on the tarantula kick right now.
But I mean, you know, that's the wonderful thing about spiders. And people always get so frustrated with spiders in their garden, but they're great. They're excellent pest control.
You know what else?
It's
a daddy long legs. If you see, I had a daddy long legs in my shower.
Uh-huh.
I said, "Hey, bud, make yourself at home.
You share the shower with the net.
Because you're going to be getting rid of a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
They do a lot of good, too.
Yeah.
Well, they don't live in the wild. They only live in bathrooms.
Apparently, yeah.
Bathrooms and kitchens.
Yeah, you never see them in the wild.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, back to Rick's email. He said that, he says, John, you might explain air layering as it appears to be an easy way to gain new plants from your own trees and shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
And we talked a little bit about that a couple weeks ago, last week, sometime. But if you, that's another thing you can look up probably on YouTube.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can see, I love YouTube because it just shows you step by step what to do. But air layering is basically a method where you make a cut into the stem of a plant and wrap moss around it. And I'm just generalizing here. Moisten it and then put some type of plastic bag around it, and roots will actually form in that bag. So once that's happened, it usually takes 2 to 3 months. You cut the that part off the plant,
mm-hmm.
and you've got a little rooted plant all ready to go that you can just put in soil.
Sounds like a nice little school project.
Yeah, and it's really it is really that simple. You know, it sounds like it's much more difficult to do, but it really is that simple, which is, you know, an easy way to have some fun. And what we described it as, because we were talking about taking cuttings last week and we were talking about the rooting hormone products. But the great thing behind it, too, is that if you have one of those really important trees to you, maybe it produces a fruit that you really like, or maybe it just has a lot of sentimental value, it's a great way to reproduce that tree or shrub and then keep it going, you know, later on. Or if you're moving and you want to take a piece of it with you, that's always a fun thing, too.
Patty went on Facebook and she said that picture was of a tarantula that she sent us. I should probably send it to you. Maybe.
A tarantula hawk?
No, it was a hawk wasp.
Okay.
And a tarantula. And she mentioned that she's not handling them.
Hey, Patty, if you're listening or watching, I want to know who won.
Yeah, right?
Between that battle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, just about a minute and a half. Time for one more quick question, John, before the top of the hour. News coming up on many of these fine BizTalk radio affiliates.
I just lost where I was.
Lost your train of thought?
He just gets so excited.
He does. All these questions coming in.
Yeah.
Now I'm over on Facebook trying to see.
If you have any questions?
Oh, apparently Cheryl's also from, Steve's sister's also from Grants Pass.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
So
Rick and Cheryl. Say hi to each other.
That's right.
Well, the music means the questions will have to wait until next hour. So with that said,
that's the end of this hour?
Already.
Wow.
So get online. You can call us at 855-424-9825 or jot down your questions and send them to john@gardenamerica.com, where we can have some Facebook fun. talk to each other, talk to us, questions, comments. Again, Facebook Live, we're going to come back, take a break. We are back officially at 6 minutes after the hour, Garden America on this Saturday morning and soon to be Saturday afternoon on the East Coast.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.